listening to The Corbett Report.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to The Corbett Report. I'm your host, James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, coming to you not from the sunny climes of Western Japan, but here in the overcast climes of Eastern Japan, with episode 466 of The Corbett Report podcast, Japan Rising. Now, as you may or may not be able to gather from the video version of this podcast, I am here live on the scene at Tokyo Rinkai Park on the 28th of September 2024 for a massive rally and demonstration that is taking place here today against the unleashing of the new self-amplifying mRNA vaccines on the Japanese population. If you don't know about this story, well, you have some catching up to do. But if you want the long story short, I would highly suggest you take a look at my recent editorial on Replicon, Big Pharma Preps the Next Bioweapon, in which I explain not only about the, of course, mRNA vaccine technology, which has now been normalized amongst the global public, in which, of course, small amounts of modified RNA are pinpoint laser distributed into people's arms in order to start expressing proteins of interest. That's Big Pharma's interest, not your interest. In order to save us all from the scamdemic, or at least that was the lie that was sold to the public. Of course, in reality, the mRNA vaccine technology has been a deadly misstep on a number of different fronts, causing all sorts of ill health effects and massive problems in the global population. But wait, it's about to get worse. Because as you will find out from my Replicon editorial, Japan has become the first and so far only nation on the planet to approve the next iteration of mRNA vaccine technology, self-amplifying mRNA vaccines, also known as Replicon vaccines, which will not only include the modified RNA, which will, again, hijack your cells in order to start expressing proteins of Big Pharma interest, but also will include a replicase protein, which will start manufacturing more of that modified RNA within your own body, which will then hijack more cells and start producing more of those proteins of interest. So as bad as the mRNA vaccines have been for the public and for public health, well, self-amplifying mRNA vaccines will be at least that bad and potentially much worse because of some of the very potentially nightmarish effects of these vaccines. But don't worry, guys. They've been approved by the Japanese Ministry of Health after rigorous human trials in Vietnam. American vaccine manufacturers doing trials in Vietnam for a vaccine that's only being used in Japan so far. In any way, don't think about it too much. Well, these people behind me are the types of thought criminals who are thinking about what this actually means. And as I say, tens of thousands of people are gathering here to march against the biosecurity state, against the WHO, against this new vaccine technology. It is an incredible series of events that have taken place here in Japan over the course of this year, which I couldn't possibly do justice to in a short introduction like this, but it has included a press conference with highly esteemed doctors and scientists here in Japan talking about the ill health effects of the mRNA vaccines, which garnered a lot of attention here. It's involved massive rallies and demonstrations multiple times here in Tokyo with tens of thousands of people marching against the WHO and the IHR amendments earlier this year. It's involved a sitting member of parliament apologizing at one of those rallies to the Japanese public for unleashing the mRNA vaccine on the Japanese population. It has involved the NHK, the Japanese equivalent of the CBC, covering the ill health effects of these mRNA vaccines. And it is now culminating in this massive rally after an incredible week of the International Crisis Summit, formerly the International COVID Summit, which has garnered speakers from around the world to gather here in Tokyo to speak out against what is happening here. It has been an incredible, wild few days of unbelievable amount of information, which I'll attempt to synthesize, but it has involved speeches to the public. It has involved a speech, a series of speeches at the Japanese Parliament buildings, which, oh yes, I got to address the Japanese Parliament, more on which later, and which is now culminating in this massive rally. So there's so much data here to go through. Why don't we go through it chronologically? And we'll start back on Wednesday of this week when the International Crisis Summit kicked off with a short gathering of essentially media and selected guests for speeches from the International Crisis Summit speakers, just talking about what they will be talking about in their public presentations. And in that series of short speeches, I also had a chance to take the microphone and to deliver a short message to the Japanese public and the people of the world. My name is Yasufumi Murakami. Thank you very much. I've been working on what we can do to stop Japanese people from receiving mRNA vaccines. I've been sending out various videos with Dr. Masayasu Inoue, and we have been holding meetings, but it still doesn't stop. Currently, we have about 70,000 members, and we're working hard with about 2,700 people. We are distributing various printed materials, but even if we do that, it doesn't stop. So I was wondering what to do. And then it was suggested that we should do ICS and hold this meeting in Tokyo. And we decided to do it together, and today's meeting was held.
Thousands of mRNA-vaccinated people are now developing very aggressive cancers. We are seeing this across all ages, all the way from children to old people, but the effect has been dramatic on young people. Young people that are being diagnosed with cancers that we have never seen in this age group before. These are young people who are mandated mRNA vaccines by their universities, by their colleges to be able to continue studying. These are young people who were mandated vaccines to keep their jobs as nurses, teachers, police officers, firefighters, ambulance drivers, the military, athletes in sports, people who have to travel for work were mandated the shots. And so we are seeing these extremely aggressive cancers. Some of us are calling them turbo cancer. Turbo cancer is not a medical term, but it is a term that accurately describes the nature and the behavior of the cancers that we are seeing. These cancers typically present at stage 4. We're not picking them up at stage 1 or stage 2. We're picking them up at stage 3 or stage 4. The tumors grow very rapidly. The cancers metastasize very aggressively when the surgeons go in and try to cut the cancer out to stop it. They usually find out it's too late. It has already spread. And you see the spread to multiple places, to the liver, to the bones, to the brain, and the prognosis is extremely poor. This is the catastrophe that we're facing, and the replicon vaccine, or the self-amplifying mRNA vaccine, has this same potential for cancer development. As I mentioned, you have the lipid nanoparticle, the mRNA, you have the DNA contamination that can be contributing to cancer, we have the spike protein, which can be contributing to cancer, and then we have antibodies that are created when you take multiple of these mRNA vaccines, like the IgG4 antibodies, which interfere with cancer surveillance and could be contributing to the cancer as well. So 5 components in the vaccine. These 5 components are the same in the replicon self-amplifying mRNA vaccine.
My name is Eduardo Veracity. I am a filmmaker, film producer, and an actor. My last movie, it's called Sound of Freedom. It's a movie about human trafficking. As we know, there's more slavery today than when slavery was legal. And many of those slaves are children. So I made a promise to God that I will dedicate my entire life to fight for freedom, to free the children, and to fight for freedom, for your freedom. Because if I don't fight for your freedom, I am doomed to lose my own. I am not a doctor. I'm not a scientist either. I am just an actor. I'm a student. I'm learning. I'm here to learn. I'm just a filmmaker. That's what my father told me 2 years ago before he died. Son, you're just an actor. You're just a filmmaker. I need to listen to the doctors, not to you. I was begging him, please do not get vaccinated. I need to listen to the doctors. You're just an actor. And he listened to the doctors. And he did it. 2 times, Pfizer. A few months later, brain struck, and he died. So, on behalf of my father, I made a promise to my mother that I will dedicate my entire life to learn, to study, and to fight for freedom with my own life. So, thank you so much to all of you, doctors and scientists, for being warriors, freedom fighters. I'm here next to you to learn and to tell you that I'm here to give my life with all of you to fight for freedom and to stop this poison that is killing humanity. And know that we men, we're here to give the fight, knowing that only God gives the victory. Viva la libertad!
Of the Corbett Report. I'm a journalist, or as I like to call it, a conspiracy realist. And I've been talking about the impending biosecurity, medical martial law tyranny since at least 2009. So no, I am not an epidemiologist, I am not a virologist, I am not a doctor, I am not a scientist, I am not a credentialed expert, but I am not stupid. See when we are being lied to, and I can recognize liars when they are lying to my face. And I will not stand for it, and I know many people around the world will not stand for it. So I will not be speaking tomorrow, but I will be here recording this and sharing this information with people around the world who, like me, are concerned about what is happening here in Japan, on the front line of the fight against replicon self-amplifying mRNA vaccines. People around the world are watching, and the fact that you and people like yourselves are going to be here in the coming days, putting your feet on the streets, putting your voice out there against this coming medical tyranny, is the sign that we are winning. Thank you.
That day was followed by a series of speeches as the ICS descended on the Seiryo Kaikan in Tokyo's Chiyoda district to deliver a full day of lectures from both Japanese and international speakers on the subject of the vaccines and their effects.
Our third case in Australia is Dr. Fudge from Pfizer and Moderna, and you'll see there that we've taken a rather different approach. Rather than going after the government, we have gone after Pfizer and Moderna on the basis that their injections, their gene therapies, satisfy the definition in law in Australia of genetically modified organisms. And at that time, we were just dealing with the fact that the LNP mod RNA was the genetically modified organism. I have to point out that these gene therapies also satisfy the definitions in law as GMOs in the European Union, England, and South Africa. So, Well, working up the case with the former barrister, well, the two Julians, as I call them, former barrister Julian Gillespie and Dr. Fidge, Kenneth McKernan discovered the DNA contamination in both Pfizer and Moderna vials. Since then, we have had three Pfizer and Moderna vials from Australia tested by Dr. Speaker in Canada. And those test results show excessive synthetic plasmid DNA contamination detected between 7 and 145 times higher than regulation. In the Pfizer vials, SV40 promoter enhancer or a sequence was also discovered, and that is known to facilitate nuclear integration, posing significant genomic risk. I note that one of the Pfizer vials we had tested was a kid's dose. This is damning evidence that there is a real problem with the Australian vials. But before we had the chance to file the evidence, the judge delivered her decision, deciding that Dr. Fidge does not have a right to bring the claim, despite the fact that Dr. Fidge, who is both a doctor and a pharmacist, was not able to give his patients informed consent that the injections were GMOs. Dr. Fidge had self-administered over 10,000 doses of these products to patients. He had given the products to his children and had also had them himself. Shortly after the decision was handed down, we learned that Justice Rove, who had made the decision that Dr. Fidge did not have standing, had failed to inform us that she had been Pfizer's lawyer in at least 5 court cases. She's also related to the Grimwade pharmaceutical fortune in Australia. And she has worked within and has professional connections in the medical research industry in Australia. Justice Rove should never have been the judge on that case, and she should have excused herself. Alternatively, she was duty-bound to advise the parties of all actual or potential conflicts. She did none of those things.
So, in fact, the lot administered between May and July had the highest mortality rate in Hamamatsu. And this EY2173 vaccine was administered to 21 people. Except for 2, the remaining 19 people actually died during the follow-up period. In Gotemba City, all 16 people died.
What is written here, and I will bring it out in German just once because we have German listeners. Es werden mehrere Impfstoffe kommen, die im Schnelldurchgang entwickelt und geprüft werden. That means, and we are talking about April 2020, not 21, 20, April 2020, there will be more than just one C19 vaccination, and they will have shortened time of proof, and they will get on the market, because on the next page they say the relevant data we will only have post-marketing. So hereby, if you think this through, they knew in April 2020, as we have heard of the experts, nobody was interested in therapies, and they knew that there were COVID vaccinations coming, and they hereby state that this is an experiment on the people, on the children in a field study, because we will only have data post-marketing. So they even write this in there.
The National Institute of Infectious Diseases, Murayama Laboratory, BSL4, is located in the residential area of Musashi Murayama C, Tokyo. The blue dot shows the location. The red shows here, Nagatacho. It is less than 40 kilometers, 25 miles from here. There, Ebola virus has been experimented in humanized mice since February 2024. Next to the lab, you can see densely housed area and children's park and elementary school. And now, Japanese Fauci, the authority, the authority of gain and function, Dr. Kawaoka and others, try to move the lab to downtown Tokyo. A request for information disclosure was made to the Ministry of Health regarding the relocation destination, but they said on the form, the relocation address will be blacked out because it stays secret. And the 30-day disclosure deadline was extended because it takes time to review the disclosure. Yesterday, suddenly, they said, we don't have any documents.
And I had the opportunity of catching up with my longtime friend and co-host at the CHD WHO update, Dr. Meryl Nass. Meryl Nass, welcome to Japan.
Hey, thanks very much. It's very exciting to be here. And I'm just thrilled that there's going to be a big rally with an expected 50,000 people. And there was a huge rally previously. There has been several. So I think this is going to be the biggest rally in the world against the WHO and the COVID vaccines.
Here's a question. Why are you here? And I mean that not in an existential sense, but maybe in the sense of why is Japan the most heavily mRNA vaccinated country in the world? And why is it ground zero for the Replicon?
I think it's the most heavily vaccinated probably because it's censored very well and propagandized very well. And has a population that culturally is obedient and trusts government. Why they're going to roll out the next one here, I think there's a few reasons. And one is that the elderly, who are the first ones to be getting it, are still taking up the vaccine at a fairly high rate, over 40% for the sixth dose or seventh dose already. So they feel like they will have reasonably high uptake so that they can, you know, sell a lot, because Japan has a large population of elderly. I think another reason is probably that a deal was made, some sort of deal that benefited people. You know, so just as I suspect Israel sold out its population. In the case of Israel, it's more obvious because they also gave away all the medical records of everybody in Israel to Pfizer. So I think that must have been worth something to certain Israeli leaders. But I think they also made a mistake because, unlike most countries, Japan has a considerable number of respected doctors and others who are willing to stand up and say no and have been trying to educate the population. So I think they should have picked a country, you know, that didn't have that cadre of activists already, respected activists. So why am I here? I'm here to support them. I really feel like it's very important now when there is a global class war of the elites against the rest of us that we show our solidarity with activists around the world and that it's all one fight. It's the same fight. And it's also important to meet people in person. You know, you can do so much on a Zoom, but when you are actually in the same room with someone, you can tell whether you trust them and sort of how you want to talk to them and whether they're somebody you can work with. So I'm losing my voice. All of that is important. Thanks.
And finally, tomorrow is going to be not just a rally. You're going to be presenting to the Japanese House of Parliament. Tell us about that.
Yes. So the international COVID summits have done presentations at five parliaments already, I think, four or five. And I have attended the international COVID summits in three parliaments. However, having said that, and I've been in other parliaments without ICS, having said that, when we show up and try to present the facts or as well as our opinions, most of the parliamentarians tend to hide. They can't be seen in the room. That would be a black strike against them. What I've been told when we were in Brussels is that a lot of them were watching it from their offices but wouldn't come into the room. However, it makes a difference. I mean, to be able to say that you've spoken with parliament, like I've spoken with parliamentarians in, I think, 7 parliaments, maybe more, you know, it means something. It, even though, you know, maybe it was a gimmick, but it, you know, it isn't a gimmick anymore when it's 7. And we are so, around the world, we are so censored by media and we are so propagandized that any opportunity to be able to breach that even a little bit, you never know who the message is going to reach.
Now, as I said before, the International Crisis Summit wrapped up yesterday, that's Friday the 27th of September, with a series of presentations at the National Diet Building here in Japan, aka the Japanese Parliament. Now, specifically in this case, the ICS was invited to address members of Japanese Parliament by a sitting member of the House of Councillors, Kawada Ryuhei, and for those who don't know, in Canadian terms, it's about the equivalent of a Canadian senator addressing, inviting speakers to address members of the Canadian Senate and Canadian House of Parliament. In this case, it was the National Diet Building here in the heart of Tokyo in Japan. And there were a series of speeches delivered, again, by many speakers, some with extremely powerful information about the documented ill health effects of the mRNA vaccines as they exist, some talking about the future dangers of the SA self-amplifying mRNA vaccines, some talking about the broader psychological operations that have led us into this crisis. But the day started with a speech from Mr. Kawada, who invited the speakers there, and included both international and Japanese speakers on a range of subjects.
The government, while claiming that it is aiming to become a clinical trial superpower, is speedily approving a completely new genetic product under the name of vaccine, and will start inoculating the elderly and the people with basic medical conditions from this fall. Once again, replicon or costimulatory intramuscular injection, which is scheduled to become a regular vaccination starting October 1st, is not even vaccine. It is a self-amplifying engineered product. It lacks sufficient discussion, clinical trials, and scientific validation of this, its risks to be administered. On the afternoon of September 12, the country's Pharmaceutical Affairs Council approved this genetic drug for the first time in the world without clinical trials.
We're here to discuss what's about to happen to Japan, a self-amplifying replicon RNA. This is a bad idea. It dishonors the cells of the human body. Human cells are meant to make human proteins. We don't want the cells of our bodies, our friends, our children, our grandparents, to be violated in a way that dishonors the integrity of their body with these synthetic contaminated products.
When the RNA sequence of an alpha virus is removed from the sequence that codes for structural proteins, and a self-replicating RNA similar to a replicon vaccine is created, this paper and other papers have shown that infectious particles are generated and spread to other cells. It is thought that this infection occurs through an extracellular route, and these extracellular routes are known to be present in our saliva, nasal mucus, respiratory fluid, sweat, tears, breast milk, etc. However, the pharmaceutical company has not conducted any excretion tests or anything, and they have not even checked whether it will be radioactive in solid tubes, so our concerns have not been dispelled. What I have said so far is the knowledge of ARCT-154 against the original strain, but the replicon vaccine that will be administered on a large scale from 4 days later will be a vaccine against the JN1 type, JN1 mutant strain. This approval has been given, but antibody tests have been done on only 8 mice. However, partial health approval was given on the night of Friday, September 13th.
Replicon RNA vaccine is like a third atomic bomb. It will also be dropped on the Japanese. In my book, I show how the first and second atomic bombs were dropped on the Japanese, not the country Japan, based on the Hyde-Park Memorandum between Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill in September 1944. The memorandum said, when a bomb is widely available, it may perhaps, after mature consideration, be used against the Japanese, which would mean when that this bombardment could be repeated until they surrender. Now, bomb is like replicon RNA vaccine. The technology has come from US companies, one of them called Active Therapeutics. As you know, its major shareholders are BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. The plant in Fukushima Prefecture are managed by a subsidiary called Arcalis. Meiji Seika Pharma, Meiji Group, a Japanese confectionery maker, is in charge of marketing. On September 18th, an employee of Meiji Seika Pharma published a book of accusation on this matter again. The title of the book, We Don't Want to Sell, in Japanese. It's as if he is saying, I don't want to sell the lives of Japanese. Last week, after the president denied my proposal to meet, I held a small rally in front of the head office, warning Meiji Seika Pharma board members and employees not to sell replicon RNA vaccine. Yesterday, the president announced that Kostaide, product name, is suitable for routine vaccine once every year. This third atomic bomb will be dropped on the Japanese by the Japanese government and by Japanese doctors. In the near future, I feel that the other countries may blame Japan or the Japanese for this new horrible bioweapon.
In our country, we have a law called the Pharmaceutical Affairs Law, and the government and drug manufacturers have the responsibility to provide safe and effective medicines to the public and to explain them. However, they are not fulfilling this responsibility at all. Now, a replicon is about to be tested in Japan for the first time in the world. We are not experimental animals. We have to stop here. In 3 days, regular vaccinations will begin. The people who are eligible for these vaccinations will not know what they are or how bad they are, and will be treated like guinea pigs for their data. They will face major obstacles and even lose their lives.
命をなくす、この危険にさらされています。今日、ここに。
You are all our courage. Many of you have spoken today.
今日、たくさんの皆さんがお話をくださいました。この場にいる国会議員は少ないです。
There are only a few Diet members here today. But people all over Japan and the world are paying attention. And on September 27th, 2024, what happened here, what you all thought and said here, I think the world will be saved from here. Thank you very much. Now, those are just some of the highlights of the speeches. If you want the full speeches, they will be made available online in the coming days and weeks by the International Crisis Summit, and I will post the link to them when and as they are available. But that at least gives you a sense of what sitting members of parliament were invited to hear yesterday here in Japan. Although, as you might imagine, of course, not all of the Japanese parliament was in attendance, and precisely zero members of the mainstream Japanese media were in attendance. There were some independent media journalists and bloggers that were there to cover the event, but not a sight of NHK or Asahi or Fuji Television or any of the other major networks. No surprise, I suppose. But still, this today is another demonstration of the massive uprising that is taking place here in Japan right now as we speak. It's difficult to put into words for people who aren't here, and obviously I'm speaking away from the crowd because it's extremely noisy in there, but there are now thousands, and presumably in the coming hour or two there will be tens of thousands that will be gathering for this march, and they are in unison incredibly strongly against the mRNA vaccines, many of them literally wearing it on their shirt or carrying it on their signs. And it is an exciting and empowering moment of the standing up of humanity against this dark agenda. For those who think, no one thinks like me, I'm all alone, there's no use, it's just a few people. Well, there are people in Japan who are rallying, demonstrating, making their voices heard on this issue. And I would hope that this is just the beginning of a wildfire of mass uprising and protests that will take place against these. And let's not be pie in the sky about this. This is not going to change Big Pharma's agenda. This is not going to change the WHO's agenda or the UN's agenda. It's not going to change the agenda of the accomplices of Big Pharma and their cronies in the mainstream media, in finance, in industry, in government. But it is a demonstration, palpable proof of the social proof that is needed to convince the other people who know in their hearts that this is not right, that we are not human guinea pigs to be experimented on with this experimental medical intervention, to stand up and speak out themselves, to say no, and to see that there are other people like themselves. It's difficult to put into words if you are not in physical attendance at an event like this, how important it is. But let me just attempt to give you a little bit of the sights and sounds of this rally here today.
しかしこの mRNA ワクチンという言葉はもう使いたくありません。ワクチンではないです。感染予防効果も発症予防効果もない、集団免疫も作れないものをワクチンということはありえないです。異性体だったら1週間隔離しなければいけないんです。これを私たちが緊急事態だから、そして一部変更だからということで、この新たなレプリコンワクチン、これが今まさに10月1日から定期接種化されようとしています。何としても止めようじゃありませんか。この影響は日本国民だけではありません。世界にも影響する大きな歴史的なこの遺伝子製剤を定期接種することにつながります。どうか皆さん、
このワクチンを止める、ワクチンという言葉を使いたくないですけども、遺伝子製剤を止めるために力を貸してください。
フォルティナローは無理には覚醒やしない。
And I here for ask for back for Japanese people for bring back the samurai spirit.
そして日本の方々にお願いします。侍魂を取り戻してください。
If our generation don't sacrifice our lives, the next generation will be sacrificed.
なぜかというと、私たちの世代が自分の魂を犠牲にしなければ、次の世代の命を守れないからです。
I got a message from the mothers from all over the world. So don't touch our kids!
そして、世界のお母さんたちに言いたいです。子供たちに接種させるな。
Back off! Back off!
あっち行きやがれ、あっち行きやがれ。
So, thank you very much. I want to congratulate each of you. You are not the last samurais. You are the new samurais of new era. Let's fight for our kids. Save Japanese kids.
そしてあなた方は最後の侍ではないんです。新しい時代の新しい侍なんです。子供たち未来のために戦いましょう。
I'm here now with Chikatsu Hayashi, one of the Japanese historians and authors who is part of the Japanese national movement that has organized this rally. Tell us what is happening here today.
Many Japanese, 50,000 people are gathering in Ariake Park now. Japanese start to fight against the government, WHO.And global totalitarianism. We must help ourselves, our family, our country, by ourselves. Our government, don't protect the Japanese. We must fight together with all of the people in the world. Yes.
You've called the Replicon vaccine like a third atomic bomb that's dropping on Japan. Why do you say that?
First and second atomic bomb were dropped on the Japanese, not the country Japan, dropped on the Japanese based on Hyde Park Memorandum between Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill.In September 1944, Replicon vaccine, self-amplifying vaccine, will be dropped on the only Japanese, same as the first and second atomic bomb. I don't know the reason, but I think the globalists.Global capitalists, perhaps dislike the Japanese.
You've talked about Gates and Rockefeller and their connections to globalism in Japan.
Yeah. I think they are maybe they are subsidiary Gates Foundation and Rockefeller Foundation, maybe.
All right, what do you want to happen from today? What do you want to accomplish?
Today? What happened? Yeah. Oh, what happened? Maybe our fight continuing. And I think we need, of course, rally and merchpetition, boycott, and so on. We must establish our own government. our own government to protect our lives. All of Diet members want protect the Japanese. This is Japanese situation. We must change. We need a kind of revolution, I believe.
Well, let's see where it goes from here. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
They say that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And, well, there certainly seems to be a reaction against the biosecurity state taking place here in Japan. And I don't know how this will turn out. No one does. But in the coming days, we are going to find out what happens with regards to the Replicon vaccine and whether it will or will not be distributed here in Japan and whether it will be adopted by countries around the world. Again, you will have to stay tuned for more information on that. But in the meantime, I can attest to the fact that Japan is rising. And the question is, will the world stand with Japan? I leave you today with the words that I delivered at the Houses of Parliament here in Japan yesterday. For the Corbett Report, I am James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
Now we would like to call to the podium from the U.S., James Corbett.
Hello, everybody. I come to you today here not as a Canadian or an American or a Japanese, not as a scientist, not as a doctor, not as a researcher, not even as an independent media journalist, although that is what I do, but I come to you today as a sovereign human being, an individual who declares my bodily sovereignty and integrity for myself. No government, no body of any sort could come in and tell me what to do with my body. And I know that my voice by itself means very little, but the voices of the very, very, very many people that I am speaking for today, all of those independent sovereign human beings, does make a difference. And that is why gatherings like this one are important. And that is why I hope that Japan will not become ground zero for the third atomic bombing of the Replicon vaccine, but will become the first nation to stand up against the self-amplifying RNA vaccines and start the tidal wave going the other way against this wave of globalism that threatens to wash upon the shores of every nation on this planet. As free, sovereign human beings, we stand here in Japan to say no. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.